Hi, welcome to the short Exugi demo. My name is Silvia, and today I'll quickly go over how your team can use Exugi to get better organized and become more productive. First of all, we'll be looking at what Exugi is and what you can use it for. Then we'll go through its main features and the way you can customize it to make it your own. And finally, we'll be discussing the deployment options as well as the pricing. Most companies use a wide range of tools to collaborate and capture knowledge. If you've ever wasted time trying to find the right version of a document in an old email thread, you're probably familiar with the frustration of not finding the right information when you need it. And the same applies to chats and other communication tools that are great at keeping people connected, but not ideal for finding the right information just when you need it. And this is the problem that Exugi solves. It allows your team to create, capture, and organize knowledge in one single place with open source software. Exugi serves many use cases such as intranet, documentation, knowledge base, or procedures. Thousands of organizations, from startups to large enterprises, are using Exugi every day. And this includes our company, where we've been working remotely for almost 16 years, and our tool has helped keep everyone on the same page. But let's jump right in and look at the features. For this demo, we set up a wiki from scratch, and the layout of the wiki is mobile responsive and simple to use. At the top right, you'll find a link to the administration. The easiest way to onboard your team is for the admin to create the users and set up permissions for them. While we believe collaboration should be open, sometimes there might be the case where you need to grant specific rights to information. And in Exugi, there are two levels of permissions, at the whole wiki level and at the page level. You can choose who gets to view and edit content. All users will be able to customize their profile and visit other profiles through the user directory.